This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number, and in a moment we are slated to hear from David Madden, the accomplished novelist, 60 works in his career, and he has a few in the hopper right now. But we do note that Sharon Weston Broom has some company, and we'll be talking about this in the days to come. The mayor president of East Baton Rouge Parish, who won her election 4 years ago, 52-48% over Bodie White, has none other than former state representative Steve Carter opposing her. He's in the race. Also, state representative Cede and East Marcel, who ran last time, businessman Jordan Piazza, councilman Matt Watson, councilwoman Tara Wicker, and E. Eric Gayrard, the flamboyant advertising lawyer who's been around in this community since his birth in 1958. He is in the race as well, and hopefully we will talk to all the challengers and to the incumbent frequently as we move along. But this one looks like it's headed for another December runoff between Mayor Broom and one of the challengers. 877-217-5757, David Madden, who celebrated his 87th birthday Saturday, is with us. He now lives in Black Mountain, North Carolina, with his beautiful wife, Roberta. And for many years, he was the bard of Park Boulevard. And good morning to you, Dave Madden.
Well, good morning, Jim. Good to hear your voice.
Well, nice to hear your voice and sounding strong. And three of my favorite people, three of the most talented people I've ever known, were born in 1933, Gus Weill, the great Ernest Gaines, and David Madden, and now you're the only one who is surviving, David. That has to be a sobering part of your life at this point.
Well, it's very good, and by the way, we went to, Ernest Gaines and I went to San Francisco State University at the same time.
I know, you've told that story. It is an amazing story, and Ernest Gaines was an amazing man, and he called New Roads home, where his beautiful wife, Diane, remains in charge of the Gaines estate, and he left an immense legacy, as did you, and you're one of those people. Why in the world did you move to North Carolina? I can't imagine Baton Rouge, but I've had to do it the last few years without you and Roberta Madden down the block from me.
Well, I'm really glad to know that a lot of people miss us because we hear from them frequently, especially on my birthday. I heard from a bunch of them that are on Facebook. And we moved here because our son and granddaughter live here, and it's one of the very special places in the world. Everywhere you turn, you see the mountains very high and very close, and that's unusual. I just came from Highlands, North Carolina. They don't have that kind of view, and they're all very rich people. Toxaway is a very rich place, but they don't have the view I have from my kitchen.
877-217-5757 for David Madden. Chris Andrews calling from Plank Road. Chris, you're on the air with Dave Madden. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, David. So good to hear your voice. Plank Road's quite different from Black Mountain, but I drove back from North Carolina yesterday from my place. And I'm looking forward to sharing with David and Robbie and the beautiful congregation of the Swannanoa Unitarian Church this Sunday. I'll be doing a virtual sermon. So I just want to say hello to my good friend. Normally when I go up there and do these sermons, I do them in person, and David takes me to lunch. But this time, David...
Well, it's great to look forward to your sermon, as usual.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dave Madden is a prolific man of letters. He's known some of the great writers of all time. At the age of 16, he was a radio announcer at WKGN in Knoxville, and he met the beautiful Roberta, his wife of 60, how many years now? He met her at a radio station, I know that.
63 or 4. I'm kind of losing count.
I'm going to get you in trouble.
Met her in Iowa, at Cedar Falls, Iowa, in a little college there.
Well, Dave Madden, you're continuing, as I said, 60 works from this gentleman, and two that are fresh. Tell us about them.
Well, the one that's freshest is a very, very experimental, unusual biography of James M. Cain, who wrote the novels The Postman Always Rings Twice, Double Indemnity, and Mildred Pierce. The movies are much better known today than he is, but in his time, he was extremely well known and respected. Albert Camus based The Stranger on the postman always rings twice. So he's a great figure.
And the title of this book is?
Is The Voice of James M. Cain.
All right.
And what's experimental about it is that I mesh my voice with his, and the last 80 pages are about our personal relationship over 30 years.
And you've got another one as well.
And the other one, the previous one, is four novellas, my merchant seaman experience, another one about getting my little brother off the Georgia chain gang, and another one about an old lady having a child by Jesse James passing through Boone, North Carolina. And the other one is set in the Bijou Theater in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And the title of this one?
It's called Marble Goddesses and Mortal Flesh.
Yeah, we talked
Marble
about this
Goddesses
one.
And Mortal Flesh.
Okay, well, we certainly need to discuss your tenure, not only as LSU writer in residence for many years, but you were director of the Civil War Center. And David is, I think, fair to say, a liberal politically, but even though you're a left of center Democrat, you liked having a Civil War Center at LSU. Some say, look, let's not be reminded of this terrible time in our nation's history. Why was it important in your judgment to have this center?
Well, in those days, about it was 1990 when I really got underway, and it's a creature of the U.S. Congress, by the way, the United States Civil War Center, and it was because I was writing a novel called Sharpshooter, set in Civil War, and I realized there was no one place, the central place, for Civil War history and all of its manifestations. So I created at LSU, because I was there, and the money came from a friend of mine, the starting money of $1 million. And the mission was to portray the Civil War, both sides, through every possible academic discipline, profession, and women and children and blacks and just ethnic minorities, everything you can possibly think of. And some of those things, of course, we did a lot of those things, but some of those things are still going on.
All right.
Some of those new ideas.
The center went away, and curiously, if I remember correctly, it was on Raphael Sims Drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I just noticed that the Multicultural Center is in Thomas Boyd, and Thomas Boyd was very much a Southerner, and his brother was a Civil War general.
Yeah, and isn't that something? The Multicultural Center is at a hall named after two Confederate sympathizers and one who was intricately involved with the Confederates. And I suspect those names are going to change, and some would say you've advocated, for example, T. Harry Williams, Hubert Humphrey. You could go down the list,
yeah.
Robert Penn Warren.
Oh, yeah.
We got lots of people
yeah.
we could put names on buildings that would be more appropriate in this age. David
Madden. And I've suggested those possibilities.
Yes. A listener asked, great writers of the 20th century. Okay, well, first half of the 20th century, it's almost by acclamation, Ernest Hemingway. Who is the best writer in the second half of the 20th century? Novelist.
Well, it's somebody that I, who was very respected and whose last novel was 1999, the year he died, Wright Morris, very little known. And I sort of brought him back into prominence with the first book ever written about him. And now he's dead as a doornail again. And I just wrote a long, long essay comparing him with James Agee, who wasn't all that well known at the time,
all
but
right.
whose reputation has stayed pretty pretty much in the public eye. And so
Wright Morris.
That way, Wright Morris.
Okay.
Google him.
Okay.
By the way, before we leave the Civil War, I want to say I'm writing a memoir about the U.S. Civil War, The Rise and Fall of the U.S. Civil War Center at LSU, a personal memoir, mm-hmm. and I'm already 150 pages into it.
All right. Wright Morris. Another listener says this comes, you didn't like Kurt Vonnegut. We know that. We've done shows on this. But you knew Norman Mailer. Did you know Philip Roth?
Yeah.
Did you know Philip Roth?
No, I wanted to, but he was pretty standoffish. He's sort of like Cormac McCarthy. He just had, well, I don't think he had a small group of friends the way McCarthy does, but I wanted to know him. We came out about the same time, but I did know many, William Styron and many more.
And Mailer named a character in his book, Tough Guys Don't Dance, after you, didn't he?
Yeah, I said, hey, man, you used Madden. Did you remember me? And he, well, I know he remembered me, but he said, yeah, I deliberately did that, David. So that's very nice. He was not as bad a guy as people thought. He was very sweet, very nice.
Unless he got loaded, and as we know,
yeah.
he was...
Knife his wife.
Yeah, he knifed his wife. He was an amazing writer, though, and what a talent as far as media personality. He would be something in the Trump age, no doubt about it, but he died in 2007, yeah. November 10th, Norman Mailer. But going on at 87 and continuing to write prolifically is one David Madden. David, let's do this more often. It's always fun to catch up with you. Congratulations.
Okay, I appreciate hearing from you.
Happy birthday, my friend. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support for Talk Louisiana. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.